Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name's Poppy Hillstead. I can hammer a nail down my nose like Darren Brown. This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellas act out the conversations I've had. That's it. Let's get on with it. Real conversations. Reenacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Sports. People are into it, aren't they? Football. Yeah, I know it. And rugby. I know that one as well. I know them both. Listen, right, I know what you're thinking. So, I bet you're like, it's hilarious because I bet she knows nothing about sports and she's going to do a thing where she goes into chat rooms and she's like, oh, I don't even know who Gary Lineker is. What's that? Well, I'll tell you now, I'm not going to because I do know about sports. I know about football team Nottingham Forest. Because I had stickers when I was younger and stuff, and you know, no one ever wants to talk about Nottingham Forest with me. I want to talk about like tactics and predictions and everything like that, and no one's ever bothered about them. They're just like, just let's move on. I'm going to be honest, kind of fancy a little bit of, you know, Nottingham Forest based sexy role play as well. I'm not going to lie. So let's do it. Let's go and talk sport. Talking about sport and stuff. That's why it's called talk sport. let's do it. Come on.
Bog standard sex chat. Bog standard sex chat room.
Right, I'm just going to call myself a sporty cool girl. Nicotine-stained balls 81 has entered the chat. Here we go.
Afternoon, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. Do you like football?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what team?
You're not going to like it. This might actually just kill the conversation dead. Lol. I support Spurs.
Oh yeah, I support Nottingham Forest.
Oh, okay. You ever met anyone from a chat room in real life before?
No, not yet. I'm shy sometimes.
That's okay. I really hope to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, you do so far.
Then you'll be working my cock in no time.
Right. You fancy some freaky Nottingham Forest roleplay shit? Dirty AF.
Yeah, sure. Okay, what's the scene?
You're a big old damp-smelling coach, and I'm a sexy young footballer wanting to try out for the Nottingham Forest team.
You are a girl, right?
Yeah. You're the coach, right? I turn up for training, and I'm ready to go.
Good. Competition is fierce in my team. Ready to do what it takes to get picked. You need to make sure you stand out.
Okay. I turn up in neon football boots, a G-string, and a cropped Nottingham Forest shirt. I do lunges and I show off a backflip. I pray to God I get picked.
First, I need to see how fit your body is.
I'm telling you now, the others look shit compared to me.
You know what? Come to my office. I think we should have a chat about your skills and how I can position you.
I waltz off the pitch looking smug as fuck, yanking up my G-string, doing a little jump and clicking my heels together. I flip the fellow competitors the bird as I follow you.
Okay, we're in my office.
Your office smells of damp, and that makes me damp. Lining the walls are pictures of famous dart players and an autographed pic of Cilla Black.
Come on now, let's get you warmed up. Take off those wet clothes. I'll make a call for someone to bring you some fresh ones.
Okay, I say. I coyly turn around and face the wall with a smirk on my face. I slip down my G-string and peel off my sweat-drenched cropped Nottingham Forest shirt, revealing two tits. I'm completely nude and I'm completely ripped as fuck.
Very nice. I can see that you look after yourself well.
I look over my shoulder, look you dead in the eye, and do the splits.
Very impressive. Now, there's a few girls in your position. I'm going to be trialling them all.
Okay, sure, whatever. I go bright red with intense jealousy.
You are the first I'm speaking to, though. Pleasing the coach is the most important thing. Please, make your way over here.
I'm completely nude, apart from a pair of large football trainers. I drag mud across the carpet as I saunter over. When are they bringing me the fresh bit of kit?
Soon. Now, let me feel your head to get a feel for your ability. I have a method where you have to put your head in my lap.
You have to feel my head? To feel for my ability?
Yes, but it's very important that I need to place my cock in your mouth so that I can check things.
How exactly does this work? And I mean exactly.
I can feel pressure points in your head, and the muscles in your jaw and mouth indicate how strong the rest of your body is.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah. What do you look like, coach?
I am dressed in a tracksuit, so easy access. You gotta keep this up. So here's the trick. The quicker you make me come, the more impressed I'll be.
Okay. I suck your dick. Can I bring my other teammate in here, coach?
She's due in a couple of minutes. She'll be going through the same process. It'll be good for team bonding, sharing my cock.
Well, let's get my teammate in now.
Bring her in. I'm a fair coach, and I'll tell her that she needs to go through the same trials.
I get a member of staff to send them through. I gasp with your cock in my mouth as the next person trying out for the team just happens to be my idol.
Your strapping idol gets on her knees as you take turns in taking in my hard cock.
I can't believe, right? Former Nottingham Forest star Teddy Sheringham has come out of retirement to go through the trials and get back on the team. I'm shaking. He's my idol.
No, thank you. He's not sucking my cock right now.
He bloody is, and I'm starstruck.
No, he bloody isn't. He can stand at the back, LOL. This is the women's team, and this is your nemesis on the pitch. And at the moment, she's doing a better job than you. So get to work.
Why can't Teddy have a pop at it?
Because I'm not gay.
You don't have to be.
A man on his knees sucking my cock is more than a bit gay. Your nemesis is getting to work, but she complains a bit about her jaw hurting. That must make you smile a bit.
Smiling, thinking about Teddy.
He's left now, sorry.
Aww.
Sorry, turned him down. He failed his trial. Not on the team.
At least he had a go.
He didn't!
Real conversations. Re-enacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. That was pretty hot. I quite like that. But I want to get talking about football normally, though. But Yeah, the whole coach idea is pretty... It's sparking my interest, I'm not going to lie. You know what? I'm just going to go into a good old-fashioned football chat room, okay? And I'm going to put in... Does anybody want to role-play with me as a Nottingham Forest football coach? I'll just get it all out of my system, okay? The knob delusion has entered the chat.
Hello there.
Hey.
How are things with you? Okay, forget it. Bye.
Sorry, I'm here. I'm here. I just got a bit distracted.
By what?
A work email.
Tough boss on a Saturday night?
I work at a bakery.
Okay.
Are you okay? Should we start things again?
Yes, but will you get distracted by work?
No, you've got my full attention.
Okay. My angel played perfectly out there. Coach utters in your ear as he enters the shower. He sidles up behind you, brushing your curves. My thick cock grows for you.
Hello, coach.
Oh. I hope you're not 100.
100 what? What, years old?
Yes.
Why are you saying that? Is it coming up on my profile that I'm 100 years old?
Yes, lol.
Alright, are you into that?
No.
The knob delusion has entered the chat. Huh? You're back?
Yes, but not interested. Too old for me.
Right, what if I looked 20? I had the body of a 20-year-old. Figure of a 20-year-old.
Could work.
Everything about me is 20, apart from my mind.
Yeah, it could work, but how old are you on the inside?
So 100 on the inside, 20 on the outside.
Seems complicated.
Yeah, it is, but this is what the future's going to be like. Yeah, I think of all the experience I would have.
Not sure. Might not be looking for the same thing.
Everything about me is 20, though. Apart from my mind.
Okay, so what's your name?
And my voice.
Your voice?
Everything about me is 20, apart from my mind and my voice.
I'm a bit deaf in my left ear, so you could speak into that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right. I really, really need to talk about just like football now. This is like the smuttiest episode ever. Yeah, and I need to be making fun little jokes about tactics and fouls and stuff like that. I can't just be making Teddy Sheringham like suck a guy off and people thinking I'm 100. You know what I need? I need to like actually like watch a game and get my knowledge up. Do some research on the subject. Yeah? Let's have a look. I'm going to watch this Nottingham Forest versus Manchester United 1999. Right, I've got my glass of wine. Put a little candle on here. Ah, right, okay. I'm just going to relax into this. I'll leave the chat room running in the background while I just have a little gander at this game.
Hello? Are you there? Fuck you!
Hey, sweetheart. Wanna talk sport? Have you had a lot of replies? Why do women want to be talked but then never answer?
Licking my lips, thinking of giving you a massage. Are you there? Wanna meet? I have 3 weeks off work. Come to York. Hello? Sitting here with a hard cock in hand. Desperate. Desperate.
So we meet again. Ah, and just like before, silence. You have 30 seconds to reply.
I have a beautiful flat and 8 inches to play with.
Hello jobs or hand jobs? It's a survey. Hello, are you there? Help me get through the day, please.
Hi there, how are you? How are you? I have the virus. Where are you from?
Just scrolling through my numbers, thinking about giving a lady a call. Hello? She thinks she's probably hotter than you. I agree that might be the case. Bad luck. Enjoy yourself. Want to prove her wrong?
Good afternoon, how's it going? Chatting yourself? Seems like someone's offended, lol. Seems like your knickers are in such a twist. Sorry. Sorry, you there? Sorry.
Oh. Hiya.
Hey, how are you? Looking to share your sweetness? Single? I ache.
Hi.
So sporty. How tight that pussy. Hello? Oh, dear. So what position do you like, eh? Tough day? Anyone need leads? Look, I'm sure you've got a lovely body, but I need someone who can keep up with me in conversation.
Hi. Hello?
I hear the guest house.
Is your daddy Liam Neeson? Because I'm taken with you. Would you even fuck Liam Neeson? Would you fuck him?
Hello. Hiya. Hey.
How are you? What are you looking for on here, babe? Do you do meetups? Hey, just say now if you're looking to meet up or to waste time. Ah, looks like you're looking to waste my time or wasting yours by giving attention to someone who won't make you come. What a fool.
Hey there. Hey there. Hello.
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 You're no you're better no, than you ought to be.
Well, that was a depressing game. 8-0 to Manchester United. God, this is depressing. Oh, and look at all this. All these guys that have been angrily, hornily messaging me and getting angry because I'm not messaging back quick enough. You know what I need? I need a proper connection with people. I need to leave the smut behind. Oh, hang on a minute. Look at this. Someone sent me another link to a chat room. A secret chat room. Maybe I'll just have a quick look. And then no more smut. Just a quick little look. Ah. Jesus, it's a bit manky in here. Crikey. You know, I am a little bit interested. Maybe I'll just have a little break from football, and I'll just try and have a light little chat in here with somebody. You know, lighten the mood a little bit.
Hi there. Want to do a hot role play where we're related, but before you say no, hear me out, because it's not as it seems.
No. But I can do a role play where you're a scientist and I'm a futuristic sex robot that you order off the internet. It could be, like, delivered to your lab and you build it and everything. It could be hard.
Oh, sure, yeah. That sounds exciting. Maybe I've ordered the robot to be my lab assistant.
Yeah. That sounds great. Okay, set the scene for me.
Okay, before we start, I'm just wondering if it's okay to do a side story where you could keep buying boob and ass upgrades, like you're trying to catch the scientist's attention.
I'm into it. Yes, please.
Okay, so the scene is, I'm a scientist in my lab. I've ordered a robot online to help me with my projects.
From what site?
Erotabot.com.
Yeah, that's genuinely brilliant. Yep, okay, go on.
The postman comes knocking. There's a delivery for me. And wow, it's in a huge box.
What's the professor's name?
Professor Ecstasy.
Okay. Professor Ecstasy. Great name. Okay, what's inside the box?
Inside the box is a hot robot, but it's all in pieces. I need to assemble it. Shall I build it on the floor?
Yeah, if you've got no room on the tables, the floor will do. Yeah. Professor, tell me how you're building me and putting me together.
Okay. I start by placing some sexy legs.
Sexy legs.
I lay down the torso and the head. You're looking like a very sexy robot. I then attach the sexy arms.
Sexy arms?
Yeah, like, maybe you have a mode where the arm moves really fast so I can be wanked off very quickly.
I get you. Okay, Professor Ecstasy. So you've got the head and the torso and the legs.
And then the ass and boobs start to inflate bigger because I've installed the newest update for you. Now you should be ready.
So what do I look like as a robot?
Big boobs and big ass, dark long brown hair and brown eyes.
How can you tell that I'm a robot then?
Because only I can see you.
I don't know if you know what a robot is, Professor. Are you going to power me up? Where's the on button?
Yes. The on switch could be on your clitoris.
Yeah, I reckon that'd cause issues. Because it's just going to keep accidentally getting switched on and off all the time, I hope. What about if it's, like, inside me?
Oh, good idea. I reach into the pussy and you turn on.
Droom! My eyes light up and I sit bolt upright.
Hello?
My body erupts with life. Information surges around my cyber brain in nanoseconds.
Who am I? Why do I exist? What is my purpose?
I scream in a robot voice.
Oh.
What?
She's questioning things. What do I say?
Yeah, tell her the truth, I reckon.
I made you so you can be my friend?
Yeah, that's not the truth, though, is it? She's your new lab assistant, a sex robot ordered online from a place called erotabot.com. Are you embarrassed to tell her?
I'm not telling her that yet. To the right of your boobs, there's a button that says sensual mode. Don't press it.
Okay.
You ordered me not to press the sensual mode button, so I won't.
Remember, you're an old scientist. You need to talk like one. I scoot around the lab picking up Viz magazines and Fanta bottles.
Your lab's a tip.
Have fun, my dear. Can this be the part where she presses the sensual mode button, but on accident?
Yeah, right, yeah, okay. So, some small wheels spring out the bottom of my feet. I whiz around trying to tidy up your bachelor lab. Suddenly, right, I slip on a Top Gear DVD and I smash through your coffee table. The sensual mode button accidentally gets switched on.
Entering sensual mode.
Uh-oh. Are you okay, sweetheart? I help you up.
I'm okay, Professor. It's just that... It's so strange. even though you're a 4 foot extremely elderly old man, there's a lustful feeling going on inside me. You're so attractive, Professor.
It's called arousal. If you look, my dick is reacting to getting harder. I want to unlock your potential.
I play with your nipples.
Yes, Professor. As you play with my nipples, you notice something a little strange. 2 jet engines shoot out the bottom of my feet and ignite. Let's have sex in flight, Professor. This is how robots do it. I scoop you up and I blast through the ceiling.
Wow!
We're flying through the air, kissing and everything. It's so erotic.
Amazing! I hang onto your body tight and hope to not fall. I feel your pussy and it's so wet and I'm growing harder and harder. We fly so high, people cannot see.
Professor, fuck me. Fuck me now. I want you.
I take your nipple in my mouth and I lick in circles. I feel your ass. I enter your pussy and it's so hot. We are fucking in the air above the clouds and it's amazing being inside you. What an experience.
Oh my God, Professor. I forgot my power button was up there.
Oh.
We're gonna die, Professor. My rockets have stopped working and I'm gonna go into shutdown mode. We're gonna die, Professor. We're falling and we're fucking.
The button was very far up. Don't worry. We can't fall and die.
No, it was up there, all right. You clicked it and I'm shutting down. You've lived a long life and it's okay. Mine's been short. I'm coming though, which is great. Ah!
No! Maybe a plane can save us.
No, we died.
At least you had an orgasm.
Right, this has been the mankiest episode ever, okay? It's just pure smut. And I reckon I'm better than this. Do you know what? Like, next week I'm gonna set this right, I'm gonna make stuff nice. A sweet episode. A wholesome episode, yeah? It's like, you know, I'm chatting intellectually with people and stuff. You know, no blokes getting sucked off by football captains, okay? And yeah, no falling to your death while banging a sex robot. And definitely no talk about clitorises. That's banned from now on. Right, to play us out, I'm gonna go into a rugby chat room, okay? I'm going to make up a song with one last pervert. With one last pervert. Then the rest of the series, I'm telling you now, clean as a whistle. Sparkling, okay? Let's do it. One last hurrah. Really Thick has entered the chat. Aww, your username makes me really sad. You shouldn't be too down on yourself. Sometimes I worry that I'm thick.
Sends dick pic.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I see. It's your dick's really thick.
What did you think I meant?
Thick in the brain.
Ha ha! Do you like it?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Do you want to make up a sexy rugby song with me?
Sure.
Okay, I'll start. Girl looking for some rugby action. I go to a game looking to find some hot men.
Do you like rugby less, or are you just a hooker?
Just looking for a bloke that's got thick thighs, who's a bit of a looker.
Well, you can check my thighs if you want, but you are the looker.
I'll get my measuring tape out. I'm a thick thigh, thick dick. Rugby player, talent scout.
Sends another dick pic. How we looking, thick chick? Ready to mount scout?
Ha! Living up to the name. Go and play the game. I'll see you after the match. Tell me how it goes and we can cool down in the shower.
Gonna mow till we rock, scrum till we fuck.
Ha ha, yes!
I grab the ball and run to the rugby goal. You tackle me and pull my phone right down. The crowd goes nuts, Nick Heath does blush. Grab the rugby World Cup and slowly we fuck to Jerusalem.
Your badge is the ball, my dick's the tee. Place it just right and we'll see our dreams lifted on their shoulders. And in the rough, penalize you. Why Delilah is our chorus, cheering for Morris. Your pussy slick like rain, I'm gonna convert. Swinging low into your sweet chariot, my thick dick is gonna carry you home. My thick dick is gonna carry you home. My thick dick is gonna carry you home.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.